Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take another look at the continuing controversy at the Washoe County School Board with Howard Rosenberg, Jill Derby, and Fred Locken. Then we'll take a look at the Ace High School, a great charter high school, with Lee Birdrow and Travis Coombs. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
At TravelNevada.com.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're going to kick off today with our Power Pundit panel. Fred Locken is here, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Jill Derby is the former Nevada Democratic Party chair and former member of the Board of Regents. And Howard Rosenberg, UNR professor of art and art education, one of the Washoe County School Board's trustees. So, I was talking to the news director the other day at News 4, and we were talking about different topics for me to talk about, not on this show, but in other places. He said the two hottest topics are Tesla and the Washoe County School Board. So the latest news out of the school board is the meeting postponed again. Yes. What's going on, Howard?
You're going to love this.
Prepared
I
notes.
I suspected there might be, and this is what I'm supposed to say. On the advice of the board's attorney, I cannot and will not comment on this situation. Now, how long have you known me?
Over 30 years.
How long have you known me?
Almost that long.
How long have you known me?
A pleasant 20 years.
Have you ever known me to keep my big mouth shut? It's very simple. All of my life, Sam, I have been able to say anything I want to whomever I want, whenever I want, about whatever I want.
And that's right? For one reason. Hang on. That's for one reason, correct? Which is you tell the truth.
Yes. Definitely.
Whether people like it or not.
Exactly. But if there's any kind of backlash, it's on me. No problem. I'm a big boy. I can handle it myself. But now I'm in a situation where if I say the wrong thing, or if I say anything at all, the backlash goes on to the district. And I'm not going to put our kids, and I'm not going to put our faculty in that kind of a situation. It is killing me, but that's what it is.
Okay.
And I have to, for once in my life, behave like a grown-up.
Okay, but, point taken, but we can talk about what was the decision behind the school board not meeting again?
That, again, is on advice of attorneys.
All right. So at the meeting where everybody, the public was there, there was obviously talk of a recall.
Yes.
And you were one of the three people named yes. as a person to be recalled.
Yes.
What do you think about that? What do you think about Perry DiLoretto's lead in this?
What am I? Okay, let me do it this way. When you enter any kind of a public office, there are all kinds of things you can step into and step out of. This is one of those things that I can't do anything about. If the people who elected me want to recall me, then that is their right. And my right is to simply say, if that's the way you want it, fine. There's nothing else I can say. As far as Mr. DiLoretto is concerned, he is doing, I am assuming, what he considers to be the right thing to do. I have my own thoughts about that. But again, I am told to keep quiet.
Jill, it's been talked about that you were brought in to intercede between the board and the school superintendent. What can you share with us, if anything, about that and how it bears on this current situation?
Well, I wasn't really brought in to intercede between, but you know what the board knows is governance is what I do. And I do it mostly with colleges and universities, work with boards and their governance responsibilities, helping them be clear about what their governance responsibilities are, their oversight responsibilities, and so on and so forth. Really, a lot of the work that we did was around the building of the strategic plan. And that brings me to a point, Sam, that I find this whole affair really disappointing. And the reason is that there's a lot of wonderful work that this board has done that the public hasn't seen, not because they couldn't come to the meetings, but I helped facilitate and participate in probably four or five meetings, all-day meetings with the board, looking so conscientiously ahead in the future and building a strategic plan with the superintendent that meets the needs of that future. And I was so struck at the goodwill of this board, how hard they work, how conscientious they are, how focused they are on the students. It was really a wonderful experience to see that kind of teamwork happen. And so it disappoints me with all this that there's a whole side of the hard and good work of this school board that the public doesn't see, only because they don't come to those meetings. They're day long and so on and so forth.
But how did
no, let me finish it. Okay. And what I was struck with, because I didn't know this board, as I say, I more often work with college and university boards of trustees, boards of regents, and so on and so forth. I was struck by what a good board they are, how focused they are on the students serves the students. Right. And none of that is coming out because that
No, I understand, because that's not part of the controversy. How did you feel the relationship was between the board and the superintendent?
I thought it had been coming together nicely. You know, Sam, I just have to say, working with presidents and superintendents and boards across the country, it isn't always an easy relationship. And it's something that takes time and communication to build a strong sense of team and partnership. And that was very much in progress over the time that I've spent with the board.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and go further with this. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call Eye Care Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roofs.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so you can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking about the Washoe County School District and the problems it is facing with Fred Locken, Jill Derby, and Howard Rosenberg. Fred, you know, from a political science point of view, as you look at this, it's usually if you're responsible to a board and you have two board members that are against you, you can pretty much start packing your bags. How do you look at this scenario, almost in reverse, where the community has come out strongly in favor, it appears, on behalf of the superintendent, and there's been such an outcry against the board?
Well, first and foremost, there are obviously always different levels of politics, and those elected to offices at different levels are at differing levels of being professional politicians. For a school board, you're at a truly grassroots, decentralized citizens level. So normally a typical board is about as unpolitical as it can be, and I think that's a true descriptor of our Washoe County School Board. As such, they're human beings, and any human beings are capable of making mistakes. They do the best job. They signed on to do the best job they could. They're not getting rich in this position. Sure. They were motivated by all the good reasons. You know, counterpart to that is sometimes boards can make bad decisions, can handle situations in bad ways. So I think from a political science point of view, when this thing exploded, it's a matter of trying to assess why did this suddenly become so controversial. But at the end of the day, the message that clearly, there are two messages that come out of this for me. One is that there's clearly a majority of the board of trustees of the district that have issues with their administrator. That happens all the time at all levels of government. And normally, when you lose the confidence of a majority of your board, administrators leave. That has not happened in this case. But the other, I guess, overall observation is that for whatever reasons, this has also triggered a couple of agendas to sort of rear up. Maybe they've been in the community for a while. Maybe there was just something that they felt feathered into it. But we now are dealing also with a couple of agendas that have really muddied this entire process. I think have allowed us to lose focus on what the initial issue is. Well, I think that I personally, for instance, do not see a race card. But the race card was played in the last couple of weeks, and I honestly don't understand why. We can point anywhere in the nation to major events that have happened and see where it clearly was a race-motivated issue. And, you know, some have argued that this is a race-motivated issue, and I just don't see it. So there's an agenda that I think is there. The other agenda, perhaps, is just the publicity that any controversy can create. And I think that there are some who feel that they're able to get attention that they otherwise would not be able to get or gain benefit from this controversy. And that's unfortunate because I think that's just convoluted this issue all the more.
Howard, is there anything that Fred said that you want to refer to?
I can't say.
All right, look, when you were here last week, you said the most important thing are the students.
Yes.
And way above everything else.
Yes.
When you hear what Assemblyman Hickey has said about the board and going to the legislature looking for money, are you concerned that if the board has its current makeup, that the legislature will shut the door on any idea of giving the Washoe County School District more money?
I don't think that anybody that is elected to office would punish children for what is happening at a higher level. One of the principals in the district sent out a message to all of her faculty, and the last lines of it were absolutely wonderful. We know that we're doing good things in our building. we know that everything we need to do is shipshape. That makes the central office seem as far away as the moon. Let's take care of our kids and do our best for them. That's all I can say, Sam.
Jill, in your time on the Board of Regents and observing many boards across the country and internationally, do you believe in your heart that this board can survive in its present shape?
I do believe that. Absolutely, I do. I mean, this has certainly been a major hiccup, and the way it's played out in the public has made it much more than it might have been. But, you know, as I said before, there was an evaluation done that's a public document that I was part of in June that showed there was some work to be done, but that things were going along well and progressing well, and there were some communication issues that needed to be addressed.
Do you think, Fred, that with the lawsuit still going ahead from the superintendent, he did not withdraw those even though he got his job back, that there could be huge financial costs to the school district from this?
Well, I think the potential for liability is very large. On the other hand, he, in his various interviews, indicated that he felt that there were principles at stake, and he felt that he needed at this point in time to continue. Hopefully, as conversations continue, that particular issue can be addressed, because, again, large lawsuit settlements, I would assume, would come from the general fund of the district, which would directly impact the students.
And do you want to respond to, you know, what would happen if, for example, as Bob Cushell suggested, a settlement could be in the $5 to $10 million range? I mean, just address, I know you can't address that specifically, but can you address what a $5 to $10 million hole would do to the school district?
I don't believe that that will happen, Sam. I honestly don't. Because we're all concerned with one thing, the kids. Anything that happens takes away from the children. That's what I am most concerned with.
But are you not surprised that there are still two lawsuits in play? That's where we have to leave it. All right. Silence reigns. We'll be back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Adventure at TravelNevada.com.
When you come to Washburn Carpets, you'll deal with just one person. This eliminates mistakes. When you shop carpet at the big box stores, you'll often deal with as many as five different people. This creates mistakes that cost you time, money, and aggravation. At Washburn, I'll help you choose the right carpet. Then I'll come to your home and take measurements. I'll give you one low price that includes everything, and I'll work with our installers to make sure the job is done right. This eliminates mistakes. That's not the way it works at the big box stores. So come to Washburn, where you'll always find first quality carpets for less.
There's never been a better time to switch to a U-verse bundle. That's because now you get one of these three devices for free. With AT&T, you call the shots. Get a great bundle, then choose your new device. Now that's a win-win.
Call AT&T and choose the Samsung 32-inch TV to watch your favorite shows and movies. If you like gaming, choose the Xbox 360 with 3 months of Xbox Live Gold. Or pick the Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 for internet in the palm of your hand.
Get a U-verse high-speed internet bundle, and you'll get the speed you need at a price you'll love. With our Wi-Fi gateway, you can connect all your Wi-Fi devices and save on mobile data usage at home.
Call AT&T and choose from a variety of bundles, like internet and TV for $59 per month. And get your choice of a Samsung 32-inch TV, Xbox 360, or Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 free.
Just call one of our experts today. Go ahead, call the shots. Get a great bundle, then choose your free device. With AT&T, it's whatever works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, a little checking during the break, and the Washoe County School District is liable for anything up to $350,000, and then beyond that, insurance would kick in. the negative would be that the premiums would go up dramatically if a major settlement was to occur. We have two great guests here. Pleasure to have you on the program, Travis Coombs. He is governing board president of the Ace High School and an employee of Core Construction. He's been on the board off and on for 11 years. And Lee Burdrow is director of the Ace High School. Pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you. This is a charter school. Charter school.
And it is associated with the school district, but it is a charter school. It's a trade school in its 13th year.
Correct.
So what are you guys teaching?
Well, really what we are, we have five career programs that we focus on, and then we rotate our academics really around those. So we have our building trades program, which is our cornerstone. Our students build projects. We've built 9 houses, and now we're doing tiny homes. We started our computer-aided drafting and design program about 7 years ago, and that's architectural and technical drafting. We added our diesel technology program at the urging of the construction industry, and that program is actually a dual enrollment program through TMCC. And then last year we added energy technologies or renewable energy through TMCC, and this year we're offering a machine technology program again through TMCC. So it's a really unique partnership we have with them. Our kids actually take the TMCC curriculum, but it's taught by their professors, but just for our students.
You know, it's interesting because this is really a wonderful example of where a school is taking kids who might not be going, you know, towards university education necessarily, but want to get involved in trades. And here they have the opportunity to go to school, do the 4 years, and then walk right into a job, correct?
Exactly. It's a great opportunity for a lot of these students, especially now since the dip in the economy in 2008-2007 hit the construction industry pretty hard. A lot of our skilled professionals up and left town. And now that our building professions are coming back, those skilled trade positions are getting harder and harder to fill. So it's a good opportunity for some of these students at ACE to enter the trades with a little bit of a jump ahead of some of their competition.
And they're moving into what will be high-paying jobs today.
Absolutely. There's great opportunity for a well-established career for a lot of these students, whether you're running a large piece of equipment or finishing concrete. Those are definitely great opportunities and great careers for these kids.
How many kids do you have enrolled, and how many could you enroll if you had the space?
We actually started today, first day of school, or last Thursday, I guess I should say, with 202 kids. We have room for about, with our existing facilities, about 210. So the programs have room for about 240. So you can see there's where our difference is. And really, it's our academic side where we don't have enough space.
Do you think you're coming to a point where, you know, as we're seeing, as Travis was saying, the economy's coming back, that you are going to need more room?
That's the hope. We do have some plans at our existing facility that maybe we could add on, but we really need to make sure we've got the demand there in place, because we don't receive any capital funding at all. Charter schools, that's one thing we aren't included in any kind of capital money. So we have to fundraise that on our own. And to make that investment, we really need to make sure the enrollment's solid.
As you look at the potential for Tesla coming to the marketplace, but even beyond that, as we've talked about in this program many times, we're already running out of everything, housing, industrial space. So there's going to be a huge need for construction back in this area again, correct?
Absolutely. I think the development out on the Tahoe Reno Industrial Complex is a wonderful thing for this area. I think we definitely need to be a little more sensitive with our development and growth. But there's some bright points on the horizon for my industry and the folks that are going to fill those shoes.
I'm going to ask you a little off-topic question, though. With Congress not getting immigration reform done, I'm taking it, because I've talked to people in the industry in the last 24 hours that saying that they're really hurting for employees because they need to get this immigration reform done so that they can employ people.
Shoot, I couldn't comment on that, to be honest with you.
Okay, in your company, things are fine as far as employees go?
Our company we don't do a lot of self-performed work, so we don't directly hire a lot of labor force in the field. We primarily have management staff that oversees the management and construction side of the project. So on our side, we haven't had any impact to that effect.
Okay, when it comes to your fundraising, what are you looking the most for?
This year, we actually have Friends of Ace High School, which is a 501c3 that started the same time as the school. It's really made up of industry professionals, and they've done a fabulous job for us in the past at raising funds that we need in order to really make the school viable. Truly a brick and mortar school, charter school, doesn't receive enough state funding to operate independently. You have to have other fundraisers. We also have the greatest fundraiser of any school in that we built and sold 9 single family homes, some of those during the boom. So that really helped us out a lot as well. So, you know, we're always looking for technology upgrades. You think that's kind of funny being from a construction school, but with testing the way
that's
it's going.
That's huge now.
Huge. And that side we actually do well on. It's really more the academic side. With testing all going online, you know, the demand for school-wide facilities. You know, we've always had classroom-type facilities, maybe 20, 40 kids at a time, not 200 kids at a time. So there's a big demand being driven by technology, by testing requirements, believe it or not. That's probably an area where we're going to be really looking for some assistance immediately, and then ultimately in the future for a facility.
What's your biggest goal?
I think the biggest goal for me is to change some of the perception of the construction industry and the types of employees who make up our industry. And I think ACE is doing an exceptional job of that by showing the value of the trades and the professions that my industry can offer. And just, excuse me, to work alongside with ACE and bring these kids into just a valuable career.
It's a remarkable school. I thank you both very much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck with your fundraising. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
At the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event, you'll discover why we pursue groundbreaking advances in safety. Lease the all-wheel drive 2015 RX350 for $409 a month for 24 months, and we'll make your first month's payment. See your Lexus dealer.
Dollar Loan Center, your trusted name in lending for 15 years, now has two great ways to serve you. Signature and title loans. We lend more for your vehicle and guarantee better rates with no credit checks. Or get a signature loan up to $2,500. No collateral required. Apply in-store or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Simudio with News 4.
And I'm Eric Laxton from Mercedes-Benz of Reno.
The 51st annual Reno Air Races are coming September 10th through the 14th, presented by Breitling.
Locally owned and operated, Mercedes-Benz of Reno is once again proud to sponsor News 4's coverage of this year's air races.
5 days of racing action, including the wildly popular Patriots jet team.
Catch the excitement at the air races, then stop by Mercedes-Benz of Reno for our best opportunities of the year. Race on.
If you're facing financial disaster and the light at the end of the tunnel is a train, why not accept our helping hand? Why be terrified of bankruptcy when it may be the lifeline you're looking for? Just call Darby Law Practice and get help. We're the law firm that handles all levels of bankruptcy.
We can help you protect what's important to you
while wiping out your debts and giving you a fresh start.
Call Darby Law Practice for a free consultation.
A helping hand is just a phone call away. Call Darby Law Practice at 322-1237 today.
At the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event, you can discover our gold standard of performance with the most track-tested vehicles Lexus has ever engineered. Lease the all-wheel drive 2014 IS250 for $349 a month for 27 months, and we'll make your first month's payment. See your Lexus dealer.
On our next broadcast, we'll talk with Andrew McKay, the head of the Nevada Transportation Authority. We're talking Uber and party buses among the topics. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.